I'm Brian Brown. I'm the president of the National Organization for Marriage, and we're going to get started now. The reason we're doing this tour is because it's critical that supporters of traditional marriage stand up and vote, encourage others to vote, and refuse to be silenced in their view that marriage is the union of a man and a woman. This is not a novel idea. In 31 of 31 states, every time the voters have had a chance to speak out and have their voice heard on this issue, they voted to protect marriage as the union of one man and one woman. Do the people of Iowa deserve the same chance? Now, in other sites we've been to, obviously we've been to a number of places on the tour, we've had supporters of same-sex marriage attempt to shout us down, intimidate, silence, or harass us. Now, we believe in the First Amendment, don't we? Do we have the right to assemble here? Do we have the right to stand up and speak? Well, I'm telling each and every one of you that what we have seen on this tour, especially in Providence and Albany, is something I have never seen before. I've been involved in the marriage issue for 13 years. I've been involved in many rallies. I've been to many different states standing up and speaking for this issue. But I have never seen a group attempt to charge a podium, scream in our speakers' faces, yell at young children, try and shout down a bishop while he's trying to say the Our Father. This is completely unacceptable. And for the umpteenth time, I'm going to call on the leaders of the same-sex marriage movement to do what we have done. They need to stand up and condemn any acts of hatred, violence, or intimidation. We have a number of great speakers that will be with us today. And we all know why this state, why your state, is so important to the future of marriage. In California, the voters were able to stop an out-of-control court through Proposition 8. Now everyone, almost everyone I spoke with, when I moved to California to be involved in the Proposition 8 effort, said, you're never going to protect marriage as the union of a man and a woman in California. It's too liberal. The voters are against you. But guess what? The voters of California did what they've done time and time again. They said, we know what marriage is and we want to protect it. And then came Maine. And we were told that all of our messages had already been seen in California, that our opponents know our messages and therefore they're going to be able to defeat us in Maine. Well, guess what? Our messages are powerful because they're true. And in Maine, again, the voters stood up and said, no to a legislature that had passed same-sex marriage. In New York and New Jersey, two more states where same-sex marriage was, everyone said it's a done deal. I talked to many people in the legislature who said it's a done deal. We had State Senator Ruben Diaz, a Democrat, close friend, a pastor, lead the charge in the state Senate to stand up for marriage. And guess what? The night before, Tom Duane, the sponsor of the same-sex marriage bill, said tomorrow same-sex marriage will be law in New York. And that day, Senator Diaz said, there's nothing left for me to do. I've talked to everyone I can talk to. I've gone up to my colleagues and made clear I'm a strong Democrat. I'm also a strong supporter of traditional marriage. I'm going back into my office, and I'm going to do what a pastor does. I'm going to pray. He came out of his office. He said he still didn't know which way the vote was going to go, but he had a peace. And in New York, same-sex marriage was defeated by 38 to 24 in a vote in the Senate. Why do I bring all of these other states up? Because while each of these states has had the chance to vote in some way, here in Iowa, you are being told you don't have the right to vote. You're being told that you need to give up, go back home, the judges have made their decision, and it's a done deal. Is that true?
No.
We need to stand up for our civil rights. What more important civil right than the right to vote? What more important civil right than the right to have your voice heard? So today is about letting us vote, right? Let us vote. 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 It's really a very simple idea. If you wish to change something as fundamental, something as good, something as beautiful as the very nature of the family, at the very least, let the people have the chance to have their say at the ballot box. Now, I know that the speakers are going to bring this up, but we're not just coming with words, we are coming with actions. We are not going to be intimidated. And so in Iowa, as in Minnesota, as in Maine, as in California, I can guarantee you that the National Organization for Marriage will work together with the groups on the ground to bring resources to this state. And when folks come back and say, this is another out-of-state group meddling in Iowa politics, well, where were they when Tim Gill brought in hundreds of thousands of dollars to candidates that supported same-sex marriage from out of state? Where were they to denounce the special interests that bought and paid for this legislature when it refused to allow you to have a say? Where were they? We don't simply represent anyone's state. We represent that majority of Americans who are willing to stand up and be counted, that marriage is the union of a man and a woman, and we will not be intimidated.